Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Astronomy Show here on 103.2 Dublin City FM with John Dixon and myself, Ben Emmett. And in a few moments, we hope to be talking to Rona Newman, who's the national organiser of Irish Astronomy Week, coming up in a few weeks' time, and he'll be telling us all about it. There are many events planned throughout the country, and he's taken on some task and. It's going to be a great week, and it coincides with some other star parties and other. There's a lot of astronomy clubs throughout the country involved. But we'll get to talk to Ronan in a moment. We had him on the line there a moment ago, but there was a bit of a technical issue and we lost him. So we hope to get him back very soon. My co-presenter, John Dixon, is trying to get him back as we speak. So we'll start with... I'll tell you a little bit down about the usual stuff we begin with every week about what to see in the night sky. I'm going to start with the moon and the sun, and at the moment we have an 87% waxing gibbous moon, which is, if you're from a Dublin point of view, it's about to rise in 4 minutes time. It should rise at 8:05, and it will be due south. At 3:42 a.m. tomorrow morning, at that stage, it will have reduced just a tiny bit to an 85% gibbous moon. And by the time it sets tomorrow at 11:01 in Dublin, it'll be an 83% gibbous moon before it rises again tomorrow evening, just about 9:20 in the evening. And at that stage, it'll be down to an 80% moon. Now, the sunrise tomorrow in Dublin, that's Wednesday the 11th, is at 8:35 a.m., which is a whole 4 minutes earlier than a week ago. And local noon, when the sun is due south, will be at 12:32 p.m. That is what it will say on your clock on the wall or your wristwatch, which is 3 minutes later than a week ago. And then the sun sets tomorrow at 4:30 p.m., which is a whole 10 minutes later than a week ago. So a bit of a stretch in the evenings there. And from that time, 4:30 until 5:11, we'll have a civil twilight, and then we'll have nautical twilight until just about 6:05, and then astronomical twilight until 6:37 p.m. And they're all about 8 or 9 minutes later than a week ago. And after 6:37 p.m., it'll officially be nighttime. So that means tomorrow there'll be 2:12 more daylight than today, when we'll have a total of 7:52 between sunrise and sunset, which is a whole 14 minutes more daylight than a week ago. So actually, somebody mentioned it to me the other day that they have noticed a bit of a stretch in the evenings. Now, the ISS is back in evening skies from January 18th, which is tomorrow week, Wednesday the 18th. So nothing to see until then. And very briefly, actually, this week. Oh, there we have. I think we had Ronan there a moment ago, and we've lost him again. John is doing his best to get him back on the line. Just a little bit about the night sky then. Yes, on Thursday, Mars is stationary when it will resume its prograde motion. And on Friday the 13th, Jupiter will cross the celestial equator. It'll be going from south to north. And for you moon watchers, Sunday 15th, there'll be a favourable libration if you want to view the Mare Orientale, which is down about, when you're looking at the moon, around about the 8 o'clock mark. So that'll be that. You'll be able to see it slightly better than normal. There's a bit more of the moon we'll be able to see. And generally, we see about 60%. Of the moon surface. As you know, the far side is always keeps its back to us, but there is a little bit of a wobble and a tilt up and down. If you can imagine just tilting your head up and down and side to side, that's the way the moon appears to us. So we see a little bit more than 50% throughout throughout the month. So we go on to the planets then. as John tries for a third time to get Ronan back. But he will be with us shortly, I hope, when we sort out this technical problem. Well, Mercury is too near the sun to really see, but you may see if you're very lucky. Well, nowhere to look. You might see it around sunrise, but it's really too close to the sun, and I wouldn't risk looking at the sun, for sure. We always warn against that. Venus, very bright, at magnitude about -3.9. It is low in the west at twilight, so it is coming into the evening skies now, and it sets about twilight's end. But, of course, when twilight fades, Venus will be getting lower, and we do have Ronan on the line there. I just heard him. Okay. Yes, Ronan. Thank you. Sorry about that. We had a few delays there. We'll get back to covering the planets, what we can see in the night sky, towards the end of the program. Thank you, Ronan, for joining us. We are, and thank you for John, who's doing Trojan work there behind the desk this evening.
Yes, you cut me off three times, but it's okay, Ron.
We'll blame John. Yes, indeed. Okay, well, I like it. So, Ronan, that's actually a good few years since you were joined us on the programme here. Yes. I think it was in relation to the Galway astronomy.
It's actually introduced by fellow astronomers, because usually if I go on the radio, you get some sort of talking about UFOs or something, and he starts talking about UFOs, and you rock and completely different direction from somewhere you want to talk about. Yes, Irish Astronomy Week, yes, what you want to talk about.
We want to talk this evening, yes, about the Irish Astronomy Week, which I believe was initially your idea, and you may have created a monster. It's becoming so. There's a lot of people jumping on board, I believe, and there's a lot of events planned. So
yes.
Perhaps first you could tell us about when it's going to be on.
Where it came from. Well, I suppose National Astronomy Week was in the UK. They've had about four or five different events in the last 20 years. It's not like every year. The last one was in 2020, and it was for Mars Watch, the close opposition of Mars. So that kind of idea was in my head for a long time during COVID. And I kind of put the idea up maybe about 2 years ago, mentioned it on the iPods page, and a few people took notes of it, but like, it kind of went quiet then, because of course we couldn't do anything with COVID. So I kind of reached up to there about 6 months ago, maybe a bit more, like, and I was toying with a couple of different dates, and I was, first was the first season next year, and then it was, I did so much, so maybe April next year, and I thought, well, Global Astronomy Month starts in April, so that's a great time for it. But then I looked at the moon, like, and it was a full moon, like, and sometimes you can't have the sun, but we can have a full moon, so I said, yeah, that's fine, like, so I had to, it's hard, because you got, like, St. Patrick's Day, and you got, you know, bank holiday, everything else in between Easter, like, you're trying to tie between these fucking dates and new moon, all that. So eventually, I set it for the 20th of March to the 26th. So it starts off with the new moon, I think, on the 20th. So as the days progress, then you've got, and of course, this at time of year, the ecliptic is very, very sharp, very high to the right. So the moon gets a lovely crescent with Earth shine. You've also got a conjunction with Jupiter, Venus, and M45's Pleiades. I think Mars, and a couple of days later. So it's a nice time. You've also got the zodiacal light. A great time to see the aurora, Orion. You know, it's a great time of year. You know, for a Messier marathon, if you want to try an Irish Messier marathon, you know, it really is. March is a great time for astronomy. And that's where that kind of came from, the original idea.
Okay. I know you're trying to set up a website specifically for it. Has that come about now?
That's coming on. The hard thing is that I went to a fella and, like, you need someone who's actually used to dealing with an astronomy website, because this guy, you know, he's usually doing business websites. So it's totally new to him, like. So he has started it. I thought he would be a bit further down the line than he is, but I've given him a lot of input and content, but just have to see where it goes. I'd say within the next, hopefully by the end of the month, that's the plan to get it.
In the meantime, though, we can get some information on. I know you have a Facebook page for Irish Astronomy Week 2023.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will I keep going?
I was just going to say about some of the. I see you have a lot of clubs and societies have jumped on board. There's almost
jumped.
Every astronomy club in this
country.
I haven't
jumped. I begged them. I had to break them on that again and push them in. Like, there's 19 knots together. There's 19 clubs, societies, astronomy societies in college. Like, there's like the physics society in UCD, Trinity College. There's, you know, there's loads of clubs. It's attached to counties as well. We've also got the Irish Astronomy Association in Belfast and the Northern Ireland Amateur Astronomy Society also in Belfast. Like, we have to have them because they've all supported those two clubs, and the members of those two clubs in the north have supported all the star parties in the south. They come down to them every year, so it's only fair that they're in them. And there's also AMA Planetarium and the OMA, Jack Sky and a park and observatory, so they're involved as well. So they're doing their own outreach events. The unfortunate thing with the date is that it's a bad time for the meetings. Originally, it was to have all the clubs have a meeting that week, but it kind of, the latter part of March, and most clubs have their meetings at the beginning of March, so that kind of backfired because it's not as so, because most clubs are kind of doing their own thing with their meetings, so I think they'll be holding observing events. That's what I say will obviously happen. Some of them will hold a meeting, but some of them, the bigger clubs, will probably be holding observing events during that week. Mm-hmm. The theme of the event is called The Stars for Everyone, and the core value of the idea behind it is just like it's to get young people disconnected with the universe and to, you know, promote and appreciate and understand the night sky and hopefully get these young people into our astronomy clubs. That's the biggest thing, because like, for the Asian population, when you go to astronomy club meetings, you see a lot of older people. You know, we want to get young people into clubs and maybe those young people to go on then and study astronomy or study a STEM subject, engineering or maths or something like that, like, and go higher up into college. That's the whole aim of the bench. That's my aim, because I think everyone is kind of coming on the same idea I have, and you know, it's getting better. So, I suppose it's gotten bigger now because I've actually approached the national parks, and they're getting involved in Ballycroy, Connemara, the Burn. Now, it's approached Victor. I don't think Victor have an interpretive centre. They have a small one in Clintlock, so they actually are not interested. The Geo Parks, which is there's Waterford, there's one in Mayo, and there's one in Cavan. They've all joined up. All three of them are doing events. I suppose they're interested in ecotourism. Like, you know, there's a lot of people interested in ecotourism. There's also these gasified groups they're interested in as well. There's different all over the country. There's ones even out in the islands of Fair Islands and Inchbaffin, and they're interested too, because basically, like, they're looking at their tourism potential. How can they get into this tourism potential of dark skies and getting people out to their places or into their locations? Like, there's a place in Cairo, which I've seen online, they have a website and there's a section for observing, and there's glamping parks around the site for observing. Are you still there?
That's okay.
There's a lot going on. Like, Armagh Planetarium are involved, Greencastle, Skull Planetarium, three planetariums in Ireland, they're all involved. It's 100 years since the first planetarium was invented 100 years ago, and they're, you know, they're fashioned 100 years. They've come on board too. Like, so, you know, they're, and on top of that, that's what the main point is libraries. There's 120 libraries involved so far. This point, you know, a bit disappointed with up the north. I actually emailed every single library in Ireland and every single library in the Northern Ireland. I went through every single one of them, every single county council, and emailed every single one of them. But a lot have come back tonight, you know, and there's great ideas, and every library in Galway City, every library in Dublin City, Cork County Council, Limerick, and there's a lot of NSS.
And what type of events are happening in the libraries? What are the libraries?
Well, the libraries are doing the theme books of space. So they will show their theme books, their STEM books of astronomy, their space books. I'm sending out, I went online over Christmas, I was busy over Christmas getting e-books together. There's like, I've got 30 e-books, like, I suppose more for old people, but I've got younger, these e-comics, and they're really special. I mean, for primary school children, but they're comics, but they're astronomy comics. Some of them are even on astrobiology. You know, they're fascinating for young people, even for me to read it, they're fascinating, but they're for children. So they'll be getting them. I've also gotten an idea to get bookmarks. So I'm looking to get about 15,000 bookmarks printed. And that's a lot of bookmarks. Yeah.
That's a great idea. And they'll be
young people, they're going. People will have those, and they'll have them with them, and they'll you know, to remind them of something when they read the books. And fair play to a man down in Dublin called Darren Devereaux. He's involved in Dún Laoghaire Institute of Arts and Design, and they're designing, his students are designing the bookmarks and designing the posters for it, and we're hoping to get them printed. You know, all this, you know, manpower money, so I set up a GoFundMe page. So that's going to pay for the website, it'll pay for the books, sorry, for the posters and for the bookmarks, and, you know, we'll hopefully get, hopefully we'll have enough money to cover. It is the first event. The first event is the hardest one up to do, of course. You know, next year will be, but it is very hard now, like, but manpower and time is the hardest thing, and to get people into it is hard too, like, you know, to get people to ask people, can you do talk, you know. So, like, I'm reaching, like, I had said, like, before, I can reach out to people, trying to have people in the astronomical community in Ireland to reach out and if they can give a talk somewhere and just email me from the Facebook page. They'll find my name there. There's a WhatsApp link that they can get me there, like, and I can get their name and try and organize something. Like, one problem I have had was with the professional community. I did send an email this week to about 20 different professional astronomers in Ireland to reach out to them also to come in to give talk in universities. You know, intern think better that, like, and nothing came back from not one of them. You know, very, very disappointing, I must say, you know, really disappointing that.
I thought they'd be most of them people would be used to giving talks. Well, mostly to astronomy clubs, especially, I would have thought.
These guys are used to giving talks to astronomy clubs. See, the, you know, the guys we go and see, like, all the time in the star parties, and, you know, the Aston, and their website, the SGA website, is about promoting science and education, and just to email them all and not one to get back to you, it's just like kicked in the face. Like, I'm like, do they care at all? Do they just want you to do their jobs and sit down and forget about it? You know, so I mean, it's been left to the amateur community. But that's the way it's going to be, the amateur community. We'll do it. You know, we're passionate about astronomy. We love it. It's our passion. And
That's true. Yeah, you mentioned the GoFundMe page. Can you give us a link where if anybody wants to help out in that regard? Where can they go? What should they?
Like, that's where the money is going, the website and the stuff for schools and promotion for children. I mean, I got an email from Cork City Council, Cork, this morning from the library, and they're looking for stuff for children, like for crayons and stuff like that, like for children, for projects and for. You know, to draw planets and make things, it's all partnership. But it's great to get that kind of feedback from what people are thinking. You know, there will be some talks in Dublin. I know Kevin Nolan, and Kevin Nolan is in Tala. And for years, like, Kevin has been, like, again, passionate about astronomy and passionate about outreach. And he's going to talk about the James Webb Space Telescope. And I said to Kevin, like, he was on board straight away. Like, you know, if you know Kevin, like, he's...
Yes, he's been on this program a couple of times. Yeah.
Brilliant guy. And I have the highest regard for him. And straight away he said, yeah, I'll do talk in Tala for that. Like, so that's one thing I wish I could attend, because I won't be in Dublin. But there's a few more events. As I said, there's loads of events going on around the country. Lots of talks. And all these different places, like I said, the libraries and the national parks. And there's also two big events happening on the weekend, on the 24th and 50th. It's got Cosmos Star Party. That's happening that's organised by the Midlands Astronomy Club, and that's back. They've cancelled freedom of COVID, so that's back that weekend. That's in Tullamore. And then in Kerry, you've got the Kerry Gasfly Festival done. That's organised by, there's a few different groups down there organised, but that's going to spread over the whole peninsula. It's over 3 days. Another brilliant event, you know, and there's some of it in Irish, some of it in English, but, like, again, it's all promoting astronomy, and it's great, you know, so.
And you've got the three planetariums have signed up. I believe they are the three planetariums in Ireland. Yes. Armagh, Skull, and Greencastle. They're
in
the county Donegal.
Yes.
I hadn't heard of that one myself.
Well, guys are high on segment cooking. They have one. They do have one, and they said they're running shows. I know Skull is there for a long time. I think they're having problems that they really want help with something to help them with the projector. They want to get it going again, but they do have nice, and they even have a lovely observatory in the garden or the grounds outside the school. It's a school, you know, and they're asking maybe their tea, right? He was asking about, he wants them to be ideas for the transition year students to do projects. So I was kind of emailing, you know, that, like, so maybe next year, maybe I suppose that you might be trying to get into schools. I mean, the SFI wrote to me there, the Science Foundation Ireland was emailing me about it, about, you know, how to get funding for this, and to get funding for stuff like this, we'd have to kind of go down the route of, it's a lot of red tape, like, and I suppose trying to get into schools and get a curriculum change. It's not, for me, you know, one person, I can't do that, like, but, you know, and I think they're going to promote the events as well, like, for that, so there's a lot of going on, but that, I suppose next year, trying to get into schools and get into, you know, TY, I suppose, as well, like, you know, and young, maybe workshops for children in schools, like, that's yeah. What depends next year, but we have to start from the beginning, and so it's hard enough as it is, so it's getting there. So
now, Ronan, sorry, John Dixon here, how are you? Just a couple of questions for you. Where do you get the time for all of this, first of all? And, amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah, just, you're.
Well, I travel an hour and a half to work with, like, people in Dublin, but I travel 70 miles, but.
That's
no,
true.
It's dedication. I've done these events before. Like, I worked with Gaelic Sound Club and with their festival for 8 years, and then the Near Sky Festival with the very first one there, like, I spent all Christmas on my laptop.
One thing Ben and I have noticed that over the years we've been doing this, there's a huge interest from the younger generations coming up, whereas it would have been only dotted when we were kids. There wouldn't be that many interested. When you mention your clubs that you have, I mean, you look after a lot of clubs and emails, etc. What sort of topics do the speakers talk to you about? Or what do you try and organise? Is it an easy listening? Is it introductions to astronomy? Or is it a little bit heavier than that?
I mean, what I'm trying to ask them to do? Well,
it's when you ask somebody, with Kevin Nolan, for instance, he's a great Mars man. And he's got a book on Mars. So he could talk about all night on that particular subject.
Yes.
But there
Kevin just gave me a topic. I said, well, that's fine, because I know Kevin's fantastic no matter what he speaks about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and we've had him on the show as well. But if you're getting new generation members into the astronomy clubs, do you try and just break them in gently, just give them a guide around the sky, give them a couple of books, like the Patrick Moore's Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars?
Yes. I'm not one of a reader. I spend more time, as usual, on the laptop, and I would read stuff. I'm not much of a book. I have loads of books. The books I have, I'm actually going to give them away to the libraries. I've asked anybody, like myself, who's loads of books hanging around the house, give them to your local library.
Yes, you should say that. I've gathered a few books over the years as well, and you look up at them, and you're probably never, ever going to use them again. Yeah. But as
I'm sending my books off to Clare Island, because there's kids there in Clare Island. They're interested in astronomy, and they don't have any books in the library. And that's out in the island, 7 miles off the coast of Mayo, and so I'm going to send them off to them by a collection of my own books. So they have something for astronomy, because they want to get involved. I'm constantly told them to ask them to do something for astronomy, because they can do whatever they want to. You know, it's not up to me to tell them what they want to do. It's up to every individual club to do what they want to do. Whatever they want to do, whether they want to workshops, workshops or going to schools or going to whichever they want to. And it's not about me, it's about everybody else other than me. I'm just the root of it, but I'm not the one doing the stuff. I'm just kind of, they can send it all back to me, let me know what they're doing, and I can put up a website. But I suppose the bigger problem then of that is advertising, how to get this out into the greater media, into the Irish Independent or into RT News or something like that. Like, that's the problem I have, because I'm afraid, like, I might build a website and nobody goes on to it except for us in the amateur community, just trying to get out further. That's my goal. And try, I suppose that was my problem or my idea of contacting the SGI members in the professional community. These guys who have WIP, these guys who have, you know, they can contact the media, they have the contact, but, you know, if they're not going to contact me, how am I going to get it out to them? How am I going to get into the media? So that's.
Mentioned the Tullamore Astronomy Club. I have a mutual friend, or a good friend through business, actually. It's just by total coincidence. His name is Sean Robbins. You probably know him. At some stage, but he has spoken with the odd time.
He's one of the older members.
One of our generation, But he's often spoken to me about what they do when they go for a night viewing, and they get half a dozen fellas out, they find a dark sky, which is not too hard to find out in Tullamore, and they are quite often seen lying in the grass looking up at skies with binoculars and telescopes and all sorts of things. So there's a great amount of fun and camaraderie within the clubs as well, and I found that with him, although I haven't ventured into one of his field trips, as we could call it.
Well, different clubs are different because I know Southside or Limerick Sandside Club, they're big into observing. And Galway's clubs are big into talks. They're not into observing. Different clubs are into different things, you know. But there's also individuals around the country too that but we don't see are like silent astronomers, and they're just they got the telescopes and they got their Facebook pages and shoot up amazing forecasts, and you're wondering who are these people, like, you know, why aren't they in the club, or can we get them into our club, or there are people that go after trying to into clubs.
I think it's great, and made
sometimes it's
continue.
A silent, sometimes it's a loner's hobby. A lot of people like to, like even myself, like it's nice to go up by yourself out in the middle of nowhere, all you can hear is animals, and you're out there in the silence, and it's just it's very, like, what they were asking, but it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And if you haven't set your telescope up correctly, or the little viewfinders off or something like that, that's a hair puller outer syndrome. But normally it's
pretty good. Well, they shout out and no one's going to hear you. You're getting annoyed or something.
That's very true. So anyway, we're rapidly running out of time, unfortunately, Ronan. So I'll hand you back to Ben just for a second.
Okay. Thank you, John. And thank you, Ronan. We'll leave it there. I was just looking at I didn't realize there were so many dark sky groups within the country. Me being a city boy, I'd love I don't see too many dark skies myself, although it's not too bad where I am in South County Meath. But I hadn't realised there were so many. So we let you go, Ronan. Thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck. We will update our listeners over the next couple of weeks. Any other news and updates we get about the Irish Astronomy Week, the stars for everyone, 20th to 26th of March. And thank you very much for joining us, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Ronan.
Bye-bye.
That's Ronan Newman, and he's the organiser of the upcoming Irish Astronomy Week on the 26th of March. Lots of events going on, and we will update you as we hear them. And as I mentioned earlier, there is a Facebook page at the moment. If you go to Facebook and look for Irish Astronomy Week 2023, and as Ronan says, over the coming week there will be hopefully the website will be up and running and with all the events listed now, so no matter where you are in the country, there will be something near you. So I think that's all the time.
Nearly.
We have.
Just before we go, we've just the thing that happened last night.
Virgin, the Cosmic Girl.
Unfortunately, it was quite amazing to see. I don't know if you saw much of it, Ben.
I tracked the flight on the Flight Radar 24 and on Flight Aware, but I wasn't aware until this morning that the actual launch part had failed.
It didn't. I was the same. I was tucked up asleep, waking Zeds. But it took off from down in Cornwall, went out in just below Cork, did a couple of circuits, let the rocket off. It flew off, and they thought everything was fine.
I think the first stage fired okay, but the second stage didn't quite reach the orbit and altitude.
We haven't found out exactly where it is at the moment. So we will, by this time next week, we'll have news for you. Okay, that's about it, Ben, unfortunately.
Thank you, John, for that and for driving the sound desk this evening. Our email address is astronomy@dublincityfm.ie. Special thanks to you, John, for driving the sound desk, but a most special thanks to Ronan Newman for coming on the line and telling us about Irish Astronomy Week coming up in the next couple of weeks towards the end of March. Thanks to James Sweeney for making the show available as a podcast, and, of course, to Conor Lennon for making it available on astronomy.ie. Well, that's all from me, Ben Emmett, for this edition of the Astronomy Show here on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Up next is Hello China, 9 o'clock, Threads with Bren Lyon at 11 p.m, Ear to the Globe with Nigel Woods, and at midnight at 2 a.m, it's After Hours with Dave Berry's mix of jazz, blues and soul. Please join me and John next week. We'll be here at the same time with the latest news from around the universe. Until then, thank you, Richard. Thank you for listening, and say goodnight, John.
Good night, John. Good night, John. Not forgetting Alan with a few emails in or texts, whatever you want to call it, WhatsApps. We will go through those next week for you, okay? Right. From me to you and Ben to you. Night, night.
Good night, John.
broadcasting on 103.2. This is Dublin City FM.